There are those expressions referring to selling air or building air castles. Well, with wireless communications, you can make it all happen. And there is no need anymore to explain that airwaves or the spectrum are a scarce resource. Well, actually, who owns the spectrum? And as such, who can sell this asset? In most countries, the spectrum is managed by the national authorities. They manage the spectrum in compliance with the ITU's spectrum allocation rules. But in the 90s, we see that those same authorities are selling the spectrum. A fancy way of getting cash in order to improve the debt ratio of those national governments. Selling air. How to price air? Who benefits from selling air, and what do new technologies bring to this air market? Let me start with the price. Perhaps the most wise decision taken is to leave it to the market to determine the price. In the first half of the 90s, the 900 MHz spectrum was auctioned, and mobile phone operators do know very well how much money they can afford to pay for a part of that 900 MHz spectrum. Typically, the highest bidder wins. Amounts vary between a quarter of a billion to $1 billion. Good for the governments, although it's peanuts compared to the debt burden they carry. So far, the price. Who benefits from selling air? At least the governments. Cash never is that bad. But who should benefit more from selling airwaves? Well, the entity that buys the spectrum acquires an asset, and let's hope they turn it into a benefit, not only to its shareholders, but also to its users. New services like mobile telephony have proven to be an advantage to its users. What about new technologies currently in use? Think about TV broadcasting. The whole UHF band is full of television transmitters. And shortly we will see more and more digital television platforms in Europe broadcasting in DVB format. Using those new digital television formats and technologies gives us three strong plus points. The first is that digital television squeezes 4 to 6 TV channels into the same spectrum where we now would allocate one TV channel. Second, the transmitting power per transmitter can be reduced at least 3 dB, and last but not least, using single frequency techniques, it becomes possible to reuse nationwide the same frequencies for the same TV channel. New technologies resulting in cleaning up the spectrum, a spectrum that can be sold off to new services. You wonder when all those marvelous things are going to happen. Well, it has been initiated already. The UK started with its first digital TV station in October last year, and this year Spain and Sweden will follow. In 2000, activities are expected in Ireland, Holland, Denmark, France and Italy. A large amount of the UHF spectrum will be freed up once analog TV transmission is shut down, and this will happen all over Europe between 2006 and 2010, as it is foreseen today.